My friends in Christ, sometimes I don't even think I put it in the perspective it needs to be relative to Paul. You got to remember, you go from a person that is so dominant with money, prestige, fame, and fortune, and everywhere he went, the red carpet rolled out to him. He's just a great orator. And he knew scripture, not that it was written per se, like the back of his hand. Man, in 3 days, he goes from one end of the world to the total opposite, right? He's unwelcome in every city he goes into. They want him in the synagogues just because they just got to have somebody to throw rocks at. But he shows up day in and he shows up day out. He walks everywhere he goes. And oh, by the way, he's a tent maker at night. So if it's not bad enough that they scourge him over 200 times, it's not bad enough that they actually stoned him. And remember this, when they stone you in their world, they're not stoning you to punish you, they're stoning you to kill you. And yet, he's still preaching 20 years later. And this is where he's at, this is where he's going. He's going to a place called Colossae, and it's not a, it's kind of like a big parish. It's kind of like Tangibahoe. Imagine if you got called to go preach in New Orleans, and all you had to do was get on a boat, get to New Orleans. Well, you're all right with that, more or less. But if they told you, you got to come all the way up to the Mecca of Amit. I mean, yeah, that's problematic. One, you got to walk it. And if there's not a boat, you may be there for a long time. This is where he's going. He went there once before, and he gets up there through rivers. And when he gets there, here's his problem. They've already been influenced by another group of people, Jews who are now saying that you need to be circumcised. He's tired of the fight because every time he goes back to fix it, it just gets worse. And I got to tell you, if you read along with it, it's immensely complicated where he's going with this. And this is the skinny of it. He's speaking subjectively, not objectively. Okay, I didn't do that well. That's on me. It's not your ability to understand. It's my inability to speak to it. Here's what he's saying. He made the statement that the cross was not fulfilled. And everybody jumped on him. So you're saying the crucifixion wasn't good enough. And he's saying, you're not listening. He's saying, once the cross was implemented and Christ was crucified, how do we continue on from something that great? It's up to us, subjectively, to follow the crucifixion and what it means to be a follower of Christ. And so he's saying, now it's on you. And then he mentions the best way to do that is through the church. Can I tell you, they missed it by a mile. He doesn't go back after this. But he did all he could do. My brother and sister in Christ, and I know in the world today, I can see it in your faces. You're disenfranchised, you're tired, you don't know who to trust. You don't. Roe versus Wade, did anybody stand up and clap? You see where I'm going with this? Doesn't change the fact that you and I know the truth. And it's been written in our hearts in Jeremiah. In my hearts, I've written your name. You know when you can receive communion and when you can't. You know you need to go to confession. You know what it means to stay close to Christ and follow the sacraments. And that missing mass is mortalistic. My brother and sister Christ, this is what he's trying to tell the people. And 2,000 years ago, they missed it. Please, y'all, don't miss this one. It's too important. Our world's on the precipice. My brother and sister in Christ, 2,000 years ago, St. Paul to Colossae.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. In accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.